welcome to the Pennsylvania Chamber's All Business Podcast, featuring the perspectives and unique insights of the Commonwealth's most dynamic executives, entrepreneurs, and leaders. My name is Rick Moran, Director of Marketing for the PA Chamber. My guest today is Harry Lindenmuth, VP of Operations and Audubon Sitehead for the ALMAC Group. We had a great conversation today with Harry. Harry has an extensive military background, and we kind of talk about that and his transition into his role at ALMAC. We talk about ALMAC's footprint here in Pennsylvania and around the world and some of the great things that are happening in that industry. And, you know, we talk about the importance of hiring veterans, which is a cause near and dear to the PA Chamber's heart. So without any further ado, here's my conversation today with Harry Lindenmuth. Hello, Harry. Thank you so much for being here on the All Business Podcast.
I'm very happy and excited to be part of this event, and thank you for the invite.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, for sure. So again, you know, nice to be chatting with you today. My name is Harry Lindenmuth. Let's see, where should I start? Born and raised kind of in this part of the country, South Jersey to be exact. I've lived in PA probably the last, 15, 16 years. Been in the pharma industry ever since about 2005 or so. So a number of different companies and different kind of sectors of the industry, but, have learned a ton in pharma and had some really great experiences and been part of some really good companies and good opportunities to deliver medicine and therapies to patients. So I've found it very, very rewarding. Prior to the pharma industry, actually, I was an active duty Army officer. So I got a chance to serve my country, to serve our country, and had some really great experiences there. So, yeah, man, just pretty unique background probably from maybe some of the folks you chat with, but happy to be here today.
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for your service. Really appreciate that.
Sure.
How do you tell us a little more about that? Like, how do you transition from that career to the pharmaceutical industry?
Oh yeah, that's, you know, it's a very common question because people will like, what, the military to pharma? They're like two polar opposites. But actually, they're more similar, I guess, than you might anticipate. You know, when you're in the military, everything is very regimented and driven by procedures and SOPs, standard operating procedures, we call them. And so when you make the transition to the pharma industry, a lot of those same principles apply. Like, we have an SOP or procedure that tell you how to do everything. And generally speaking, if you can follow your procedures, then you'll do okay. So that's part of that transition for me. The reason I joined the military, so I went to West Point, the military academy, and
oh, wow.
The reason I got into the military was around service, you know, to others and being part of something kind of bigger than myself. And so when I decided to get out of the military, the pharma industry was kind of a natural transition for me because I felt like it could give me that same sense of job satisfaction and belonging, I guess, and meaning. And so it was kind of a natural transition to me to join the pharma industry where I get a chance to help people and do good. So,
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously, you know, from a military background, you have to be so detail oriented and,
sure.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense with those skills. Obviously in the industry you're in now, it's all about the details, and
yep.
You know, helping others. So you're with the ALMAC Group now. Can you tell us a little about the ALMAC Group and what led you there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, fundamentally, we're a contract development and manufacturing organization, services across all different aspects of the drug development and drug life cycle. I joined ALMAC, again, because I believed very much in its structure. You know, so we are a privately owned company, you know, that prides herself in investing 100% of our profits back into the business. You know, sometimes when you work for different types of organizations and different structures, you can maybe sometimes lose your way a little bit in terms of what the focus is. But, you know, our structure being, you know, privately owned and we certainly want to be profitable and need to be profitable, but that's not our primary goal. I really feel like AllMac's primary goal is to serve our patients and be able to invest back into the business. So that was one of the key drivers in terms of why I joined AllMac.
Oh, that's great. And what is it, so what is your role specifically within the group?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough to be located in our Audubon, Pennsylvania facility, which, you know, just outside of the King of Prussia area there. So very fortunate to be part of the site here. I actually head up operations of this site, and we do contract packaging for, you know, different pharmaceutical companies. So primary, secondary packaging. We work for, you know, really, really large pharma companies, and I get a chance to interact with some really neat brand new companies. Sometimes they're all virtual, except for maybe the one or two people that you're chatting with, and we get a chance to be a part of some pretty neat and pretty fulfilling kind of product life cycle. So
that's great. Speaking of that, are you able to talk about, for people maybe that don't know, like, and it's probably a huge question, but since AllMac's involved in the entire life cycle of the drug, can you kind of give a brief overview of what that looks like?
I don't know if it can be brief or not.
there's a lot that goes into it. And I know there's probably, I mean, it's some of these things are not, it's not months. It's not 1 year or 2 years. It could be like a decade of the making, right?
You know, like you mentioned, there's some drugs that literally take, I suppose, sometimes decades to develop and bring to market. And so you get to the very early on discovery and science, you know, heavy science based aspects of the industry, where scientists and really, really, really smart people are developing novel therapies and doing all the kinds of cool stuff that allow the people like myself kind of on the back end to be able to have a small piece in it. But you know, you have the discovery piece where drugs are being developed and therapies kind of invented, for lack of a better term. And then you have various stages of upstage manufacturing. So depending on the nature of the molecule, large or small molecule, biologics or not, that manufacturing process and development and that piece of the puzzle can also be very, very complicated and very lengthy, I guess. The part of the process that, you know, my site works specifically in is much more on the end kind of the process and the end of bringing that product to market. So all the products that we work on at my site are commercial products. And so they have been through all the development work, all the phase one, two, and three and early clinical studies, and either have already gotten FDA approval, or by the time we work with companies, they're pending that FDA approval. So we're really trying to take that product across the finish line. So, you know, and like I mentioned, sometimes that beginning to end can take years and years and years of work and expertise from a lot of really talented people. You know, in the U.S., we're looking for FDA approval. That's our regulatory agency, but different countries, different regions all have their different regulatory agencies. And so it can get very, very complicated and very, very interesting to bring a product to market. And, you know, one of the things I really enjoy about AllMac is the opportunity it's given me personally to work with so many different companies and to see different parts of the industry. I mean, you know, the pharma industry is so large and so diverse. I find it really, really rewarding to be able to work with different companies and really, really smart people and learn from them, and just get a much better appreciation for how talented a lot of folks are in the industry and really the service they're providing to patients and customers out there.
Absolutely. And we're obviously thrilled to have you guys here in Pennsylvania. Can you talk a little bit about that, a little bit about your footprint here? I know AllMac, you guys have made some pretty large commitments in the Commonwealth over the past year. Can you provide some details on that?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I've been with AllMac for about 3.5 years, and I've seen just a tremendous amount of investment overall in the company, which has been really, really exciting and rewarding. And then, you know, specifically in Pennsylvania, which I suppose you're most interested in, you know, we have three sites here in Montgomery County, and, you know, the company's made a commitment to invest like $93.5 million across those three sites, which is really, really exciting to be a part of. So the largest of those investments will be in our actual North American headquarters is down the road here from Audubon. It's in Soderton. So that's where the largest portion of that $93.5 million will go. But it's exciting also to know that all three of the Montgomery County sites will be seeing significant investment over the next few years. You know, so that's kind of the PA footprint and what the projections look like over the next couple of years.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that where people, you know, Pennsylvania is, you know, kind of uniquely situated geographically. And I think, you know, obviously we have some big cities in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and just kind of, you know, it's great to see companies like Almac making the investment and seeing the value of being right here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. I live, so personally, I live just, maybe 45, 50 minutes away in Bucks County. And so to be able to work in the state and to be a part of providing jobs for people in the state and really contributing, I think, or I hope to the overall well-being of the state is rewarding for me as well.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, you know, Almac is growing. So my question is, why do you think Almac is growing, and what are some of the common growth threads that you see across different business units?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So as a company, I think we're growing in a lot of different areas. One of the common themes that I see, like at the site in Soderton and here in Audubon, and I think it supports an industry trend towards kind of the ATMPs or the advanced therapeutic medicinal products. So you see, I think, and we anticipate a trend of the industry moving to those kind of customized and biologic treatments. And so the Soderton site is showing a significant investment in cold chain and ultra low temperature storage conditions. And that mirrors the investment that we're doing here in Audubon. Again, so we're building a whole suite, if you would, a whole manufacturing or packaging process to be able to handle products at these low temperatures. And we really think that's going to be at the forefront of meeting that need in the industry. So that's definitely one area where I see and anticipate significant growth. Interestingly enough, like for my site here in Audubon, we sit within the pharma services division of Almac. And so one of our sister sites is located in the Republic of Ireland. And they built that capability for the kind of the ULT, the minus 60, minus 80 degree storage temperatures. Mm-hmm. And have had tremendous success there in serving the European market and kind of rest of world there. And so based on that success that they've seen, we're building that same process here in Audubon. We want to mimic it as best we can. And we think that it's really going to position us well to be able to serve the U.S. market for those products, but also potentially other parts of the world as well.
That's fascinating. I mean, when you say cold chain, I start thinking about, you know, the COVID vaccine. Like that was something that I remember.
Yep.
We all remember. But that was something that we all heard about having to be stored at a cold temperature. And there, you know, obviously once it was open, there were certain time limits. So
yeah,
you're saying like sort of across the industry, that's kind of, so would you say that's like a newer trend?
I would say it's an up and coming trend for sure. Mm-hmm. I think products have, there's always been products that need those sort of conditions, but I think as therapies become more and more advanced and, you know, products are coming to market as fast as possible, you know, to meet need, sometimes those ultra low temperatures and those lower storage conditions are a way to preserve product and, you know, maintain the integrity and the efficacy of those products. And so I do think it's an up and coming trend for the industry. Yep.
So as part of that $93.5 million investment, how many jobs do you expect that to create?
Yeah, one of the really exciting parts of such a large investment is the ability to create new jobs, like you mentioned. And so we anticipate upwards of 350 opportunities created in the state of Pennsylvania. So 350 new jobs created in the state of PA based on that investment.
You know, you talked a little bit about your transition from the military service into the pharmaceutical group, but you know, there's got to be a lot of challenges for a lot of different people that come back from overseas. Is that something you can comment on, and you know, why it, you know, maybe comment on why it's important for companies to consider hiring veterans?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, for me personally, my military service and background, there's not a day that goes by where I don't rely on the principles and the good habits that I learned from my military service. And I think companies would be well served to hire veterans and to invest in veterans, because for the most part, I think that that sense of discipline and just those leadership skills that you learn in the military are really second to none. I think sometimes it's a challenge because the things you might see on a military resume don't necessarily translate into corporate America unless you know what those terms mean and can give a sense to the context and how, you know, being a field artillery platoon leader really does equate to the pharma industry. You kind of have to understand the lingo and need an interpreter sometimes. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that with my background, I can maybe be a bit of that interpreter for AllMac and really advances, because I think what veterans can bring to the organization really, really will be significant for us.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I think that provides a tremendous value. We've seen it here with the veterans that work here at the PA Chamber, and it's something that will always be important. And it's great to hear that's important to AllMac. I want to thank you so much for being here today. I want to thank AllMac for investing in Pennsylvania and being a PA Chamber member. We're thrilled to have you, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
No, I mean, I very much enjoyed the conversation and hopefully just given some context to AllMac and our PA efforts and how much we're looking forward to bringing jobs and the investment to PA and, you know, building a bright future together. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And for everyone listening, you can learn more about the AllMac group on our website, www.pachamber.org. We'll make sure we have links to their company. You can learn more about them in the description of this podcast. Thank you for listening to the All Business Podcast from the Pennsylvania Chamber. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. With almost 10,000 member organizations, the Pennsylvania Chamber advocates for job creation and greater prosperity across the Commonwealth. Visit our website at pachamber.org to learn more about us, our members, and how to become part of the statewide voice of business. We'll see you next time.